This week's Toy Away has been sponsored by Family Opat, the Inner Nishmas, the Kshleimer David and Ramesha Weingarten on his first Yotzeit, Nibla, Chop Ier, Tukshen and Anad.
Yotzeit Ier, Friday 10th of May, Rabbi Nosson Kahn, the Sfiras Nefesh.
There's actually a Gemara in Shabbos that plays Zion on base, so they all ask me, Shabbos Sefer must have known the Gemara. The Gemara makes a chesed, etc. And the Gemara, according to the Gemara, the Mon fell on the 50th day of the year. That's the question that they ask on the Shabbos Sefer, it's a question which I don't know the answer to.
Mr. Scheinfeld, there's Ivri Aloche. Good morning, my love Rabbi Isai. And it's a pleasure for me to address you this morning. Thank you to the great organization, Kera Way, which will start our day. We are asking to speak on Mesiras Nefesh, the theme of Mesiras Nefesh. Now, how does Mesiras Nefesh connect with Parshas Emor? Well, I've had 2 weeks this week to think about it, because last week in Israel I laid Emor. So, I don't blame you. Anyway, it's this week's Sedra. Which is basically the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh. So how can we mechazik ourselves in the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh? And what does it mean to us? How can we be mekayim this mitzvah? There's a well-known story of Rabbi Akiva when they were torturing him and they were combing his flesh with iron combs, hot iron combs, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. So the Talmidim said, Ad kan. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol yom I mitzgagea lekai mitzvah zu akshu shbol yodi lekai meno. There's an idea of a very strange idea of martyrdom. Akiva is saying that the whole life he wants to be killed on Kiddush Hashem. How do we understand that? Martyrdom is something which is very much despised in the Western world, in the modern world. Killing ourselves for religion, wanting to be killed for religion. Is that something which we are supposed to be wanting to do? Want to die on Kiddush Hashem? Just by the way, we can tell you the way the Mekubalim is there after Lag BaOmer, so I dare explain a little bit of how the Mekubalim understand this idea of the what Rabbi Akiva said, what they ask Ad Kan, and what Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Yom Yisum Mechake Le Mitzvah Zu. There's a shen which Moshe Rabbeinu used when he was killing the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Loma Sakere Echo. So, the Kabbalim say, I don't know, but the Kabbalim say that the shen to kill a person in time of danger is Tof Kof Hei. Probably he's got the, it's not just that. So the Sefer Tavis of Et Hashem Elekecho is Tof Kof Hei. After Et Hashem Elekecho. So the Talmidim said to him, he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. So they said to him, Ad kan? Go further and kill the guy. Et Hashem Elokecho. So Akiva said, whole life I've been waiting for this mitzvah. Asher Shebol Yodi Lo Yikai Meno. Now let's get back to our question. Is martyrdom, has got a place in Yiddishkeit? So obviously, the idea is, I mean, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Mishnah Berurah says, brings down, it's basically Mechavan, Mesiras Nefesh, So you're supposed to be mechaven. If the circumstances come to that point, we have to show your loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you should be willing and ready to give yourself over for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesiras Nefesh, and even be killed for it. That's on our Madrega, what's called Mesiras Nefesh, that we have to long for, that if the circumstances come about, we should want to even be willing to die HaKadosh Hashem. Like all the mitzvahs, we have to long to be Mekayim if the circumstances come about. We want the circumstances to come about, let's say the Kabbonis. Say Kabbonis, and Shalom HaForum is saying it. So, the idea is the person has to long to do the Kabbonis when the circumstances come about. So the person has to be ready to show his loyalty to Kadosh Baruch Hu, after the Mesiras Nefesh, and you have to long for it, that if the circumstances come about, then he'll be ready to do it. I always say that this is why do we have to rehearse it, have it over twice a day by Mesiras Nefesh every day? Because this type of circumstance can come all of a sudden. All of a sudden someone can pounce on you, Chalila, yeah? And you wouldn't be ready for it. Something which is a very big Mesiras Nefesh, and that way the person wouldn't be ready for it. So therefore you have to have it over every day, twice, three times, such a big mitzvah, that if the circumstances come about, even all of a sudden, he'd be ready to do it. Tzaddik has got a different madrega. Tzaddikim, as the Rambam says, Ta'avosi Yishke Tomid. Tzaddik is always, he's not here, he's over there. And he always wants to do as much as possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over and above what we have our sovets. So he himself, the Tzaddik, probably does have the real want to even kill himself for Kiddush Hashem, because he wants so much to do as much as possible every second. But that's what Tzaddikim. Talking about our madrega is, we have to long for it, that if the circumstances come about, we want to show our loyalty. The Rambam, when he speaks about Kiddush Hashem, so at the end of the Perek Hei, in Kiddush Soda Torah, which is the beginning of the Rambam, the Rambam says, ויש דברים אחרים שמכלל חילול השם והוא שיעת אודם גודל בתורה ומפרסם תחסידת דבורים שהבריאה ישמרנם את אחרות בשבילו אבל בשאין מבאיר על ידי חילול השם so well known Gemara the person the Rambam gives straight away a dogma כגון שלקח ואין נויסן שמי המקח לאלתר והוא שיש לו ונמצאו המלכים טויבים והוא מקיפון. He says he wants to do it, he doesn't give the money straight away. Or she yaba bitzchoy, ko b'achile v'shtiyat el ha-mahorze v'neim. Or she ain't yiburi b'nachas ma-briyoiz. He doesn't speak nicely, he doesn't behave well. Chayitu b'dvayim ha-eilu, hake lefi godle shel chochom, tzorch she yedachte kal atmo v'yatu lefnim mishur sadin. So that's called chil l'ashem. Well known Gemara, chil l'ashem is that the Talmud Chochom doesn't behave the way a Talmud Chochom should be behaving. וכן נבדיק את החוכם על עצמוי דיבורי בנחתם עבוריס ודעתי מרבי סימון מקבלם בסבב פרנו יופס נאו לרמם צאת היי קידוש השם הרי מקדוש שם שמיים ונאל אף מהם ואין אויל בו even if they abuse him he doesn't give back מחבד להם ואפילו למקים הם לא even first people who laugh at him he is nice with them. And the Rambam goes on. Hare ze kiddush Hashem, v'olo b'kazavoy me, v'yoy me li avdi, avdi Yisrael, Hashem b'chor espoel. So the Chayre, this halacha, is basically the Talmud of Chachamim. I don't feel myself the Talmud of Chachamim in that way, but the Rabbonim, the Astoyre, Manhigi, Asibur, for them, this is the halacha where they have to be careful, very careful. Everybody has to behave nicely, but for them, it's especially mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and especially avir of Chilul Hashem Chalila, if they don't behave exactly the way it should be. But when could there be such a situation that for each and every one of us, this halacha should be appropriate? Even for us, normal people, not talking about going. Going to say, Yigdash to be Serch Bnei Yisrael. It's well known that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's well known to us to say that Kiddush Chil Hashem is between going. Chil, the main aver of Chil Hashem is Bayin, B'soich B'nei Yisrael, B'dash B'soich B'nei Yisrael. Chalil, you're not allowed to be Mechal Adigoyim also, but I'm talking about the mitzvah and Chil Hashem. So where does this last piece of Brahman appropriate to us? Well, I'll tell you. I mean, introduce me here on the wall as executive director of the Lev Echad. We have this Kiruv program in Israel. We go out to all the secular kibbutzim, and we take the boys and the girls and the men and the ladies shiuri Torah and programs for them. So when a person who works in Kiruv, does Kiruv, goes out there, or is a rav of a community which was not much affiliated to Yiddishkeit. So he becomes their Tom Tzachon. He becomes their Das Torah and their money. And for each and every one of us who is out there between Jews who are not much affiliated, this Raman applies fully so. Everything's relative. For them, we're the Aspera. And for them, we're the big Rabboni. So, when a person is in that situation, he certainly has to be very careful how he behaves. And Chalila, if he doesn't do his job properly, he'll be doing Chil Hashem. And if he does do his job properly, then he'll be mamish mekadeshim shemayim, the way the Rambam speaks to the Talmud of Chachamim. See, when a person comes to us, he wants to go to a moshav and work in Kiruv and take some boys together, we tell him up front, you should know, in the very beginning, the boys have a go at him. They test him out. He can go there and start pulling his hat. So in front of him, cracking jokes in the middle of what he's trying to give over an idea. And they really take the mickey out of it. But we tell him, listen, just take it in your stride, don't give back, don't lash out, don't shout, you've lost the game, so. Just play along with it. Have a laugh together with them. And then bit by bit, we win them over. They understand that the fellow is not going to shout back. Basically, we win their trust. And that's what the Rambam says. Even though they despise you, they laugh at you, you don't get back. That's Kiddush Hashem. That's the way to do it. The loyara bariches amoret v'yishivotan. You can't sit down with them completely. You have to weigh up the distance you have to have from them. And even so, play along with them. It's a very fine, you have to know how to measure it. And it's part of the training of the Madrich, to start working, to know how to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in that way. So we're basically ambassadors of true Torah in these places. So we're ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bit by bit we win them over. I mean, they're very, sometimes not easy people to deal with. You can have a boy who goes to the Madrid and says, he wants to show him how he burned the cat last night. Takes out his iPod, he showed him how he burned the cat last night. You have to know how to handle these boys. Not simple.
A cat.
A cat. same thing, it's ideas, things that we're not used to. But the madrich has to know how to tell this boy, what you tell such a boy, you tell him, look, listen, he really wants attention, that's all, the boy really wants attention. You have to tell him the side, you can't shout at him and tell him, this is not supposed to be doing, it's a Abel HaChaim. Tell him the side, you know, tell him nicely, you know, you don't really inside your heart, it's not really a good thing you should be doing. I mean, it's nice, it's for you, it's enjoyable. You have to take him and say, you know, have to get over him. In a way, he's nice way in the corner later on when his friends are not looking so much. You have to know how to deal with these situations. But it's all situations, you have to be very careful. Either Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem. So basically, Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem is where it makes a big impact. Katan Chochem makes a big impact. So he's got these halachas of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. In places where we go out to do Kiruv, then we're the people who give the impact, so that's Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. So basically where we have the impact. And many times, you get that the boys themselves, or the people themselves in the moshav, they're the ones who are doing the Kiddush Hashem. They become the leading figures in the moshav, as far as that's concerned. Take care of the boy from Roglic. Moshav, not far from the Chemish. So he was going, like they all do, we meet them, they're going to very, very secular schools in Israel. And believe me, comes Christmas, the Morah, the teacher, starts speaking about Christianity. No more, no less, as far as, you know, what they do, what they hold, and what they believe, and the rest of it. Yeah. 25th of December. This boy gets up, he was in our shiur, boy gets up, starts screaming his head off. Nothing problem with enough Israel, we don't have to know all these shtusim. And what are you talking about all this? He started chatting his head off, and she had to quieten down. She had to change the subject to some different historical point. So he made the Kiddush Hashem in his class that the Eden are not supposed to go into all these nonsense. When you have a young lady, a girl who's coming to the program, she gets married, and she puts a tichel on. Something which is unheard of. Mainly the subtot. The grandparents, the grandmas in these moshavim, they're the prime people that go around with tichlis, like his father should do. But they think freshly married lady should put on a tichel, unheard of. She's being the biggest Kiddush Hashem. Besides what she took on. She's the Rambam here. She's the leading figure in Yiddishkeit in that moshav. Then you have another guy from a different moshav, Geffen, who his job is as a chef, works in restaurants, cooking all day. And he saw that the Mashgiach Kashrus there wasn't doing his job, be it Bishul Akum, be it things that he uses, different ingredients that he uses, the Mashgiach Kashrus not doing his job. He went and told on him. He lost his job. Happened 3 times. 3 places where he was working. Told on him, got chucked out. Had to look for another job. Baruch Hashem, I've got a job for 1.5 years already, stable. But he, the Kiddush Hashem, everybody knows this fellow is Yerushalayim. So he's the Kiddush Hashem in his surroundings. And it's wonderful to see these people, Mamish being Mekadoshim Shemaim, Rabbim. Last week I was in a siyum in a different moshav. A person, a boy, 17-year-old boy, made a siyum on Maseches Brachos. He knew learning it 1.5 years. Made a siyum on Maseches Brachos. He called all his friends along. Interesting story. Okay, gave him a nice plaque. Okay, made a nice pictures of him, gave him his covered. And all his friends came along, some of them also starting to learn. And Madrich was started to speak about why did some boys would sit down and learn an hour, even now. Most of us, we wouldn't do it. Why is it that some people are more prone into learning? He was just drawing on about the difference of different types of people. So one of the boys perks up and says, they're making a fun of us. I'm looking here now straight off to the theater to sit down and learn an hour. Another says, so am I. We're making a fun of us. We're from the other side. Where are they? So the boy in Eid Asim, he was the one doing the Kiddush Hashem. He was the one who was Kinnis Sofim Ta'aba Chochma. So in these places, it's Mamash Shaykh to be Mekai in this Rambam. And we have even more terrific case in a different Moshav. Person, one of the boys he came from, he went to the army because, hey, he goes to the army, but he goes there with tzitzis and he doesn't, he's in the army, but he's from. And he got married, got engaged to a girl from the Moshav who came from a family, she would only take someone who's that from. He got married at 21 years old. Now, for a secular boy to get married 21 years old, it's like falling from the moon. They all get married 26, 27, they're established, they've got a job, they've worked, they're more in life. 21, they still want to enjoy life. And everybody asked him, what, sugar? Get married 21 years old. Look, I need a tea. I need a tava. I want to know I've got my wife back there. I'm getting married. So he made a terrific Kiddush Hashem wherever he went. It's unheard of such a thing. A boy, 21, sexy the boy, 21, gets married 21 years old. All these things have a terrific domino effect on the friends that see that how serious Yiddishkeit is taken. In all these places, all these types of places, the grandparents are from. The boys who went to secular, the girls went to secular school, they're neglected, they don't realize, call it, basically Yiddishkeit for them is folklore. But when they see that someone takes it really seriously, and it means life to him, he's being most nervous for it. It has a domino effect. He says they see that the grandparents, what they stand for is really serious. And that's what has to be done in all these places, where Yiddishkeit has become thinned down. Everybody, nobody cares. So Baruch Hashem, a lot of Yiddishkeit going on in these ways, in all these places, catching on more and more. You have some ladies from a different mashab who they do a waitress. They serve as a waitress at night for the extra panosa. One day at night, they won't be a waitress. That's the night of the Shia. At night, look, fathers, we're here, we have to be close to the Shia. The Rebbe comes to the Shia, a waitress, no waitresses. At night, Kodesh. All these things are Kiddush Hashem, big Kiddush Hashem. And that's basically Mesiras Nefesh today. To be Mekayim Kiddush Hashem, you don't have to have a firing squad ready to shoot you. You can show your seriousness in certain places where Yiddish Hashem has become thinned out. And you must be Mekayim Mesiras Hashem, always like a firing squad. So basically to work in Kiruv is a big schus. Because both the Madrich and you can get others to be Mekayim, Mesiras Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem, every instance where it makes a big impact. Many times we come across our cardiac Jewish friends. These people who know this term know the, you approach someone and say, someone, the fellow told you, well, I'm a Jew at heart. Okay, fine. What do you want of me? So I don't keep Shabbos, but I'm a Jew at heart. I love Jews. I love God. I've got some chemical, I've got some connection with him. How do we get past that? So I'll tell you a story which happened by me in the first days of Beit Shemesh. Liberty Beit Shemesh 19 years. The very beginning of the Chemesh, there's hardly anything there. The water didn't taste so well. They were building all over the place, and the Shemesh was an old, dusty town. Now they've already, you know, become more professional, but it was an old, dusty town. And they had these people coming around with water purification systems. So he comes in, secular guy, wants to sell me such a system, starts taking out his case, opening up the James Bond's case. There's so many proofs that your water is contaminated, germs, dirt, metals, all the different rust and the rest of it. And if you want proofs, takes out a little thing, makes a proof, and look, we have this purification system that has an astronomer from University of Boston, University of Cambridge, professor this, that, the other, draws on. But for me, 3,000 shekels. So it's fine, I believe you, but, you know, not for me. So it starts all over again. Whole drosha, like 5 minutes. And for me, 2,500 shekels. You know, these Israelis have started waggling along. So, I could see that he wants to finish the job. He's not going to leave here so easily. So I turn around to him and I say to him, listen, I've also got a special purification system in my house. So he looks up to me and says, Richard, no. There are many, many hazards in this world. There's a hazard of chilul Shabbos. There's a hazard of pork. There's a shpocha hazard. Different hazards. And we have this purification system I'm showing to my Sforim, all my Sforim, you know, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Professor Rambam, Professor Yosef Karo, and University Shalabim, University Ponovich, University Mir. I keep on going on that way. He says to me, what are you talking about? You think that, let's finish the job. I want to sell you this product. And anyway, I think I'm a Choloni, I'm a Pikaris, I'm a Yehudi Balev. I'm a Jew at heart, so what do you, I mean, I believe. So I don't keep the mitzvah, but I believe. So listen, listen, listen. What I believed you wasn't enough for me. It wasn't enough. You wanted me to invest. To put money down. To invest in what I believe. So what are you telling me? You're a Jew at heart. You want me to invest? Invest yourself also. There's Arachim, there's different places to go and ask, there's different professors to go and ask, there's different universities to go and ask, as I showed you. Fellow called himself. And I can tell you that in that instance, I made a better deal than what he did. He came back later and asked many questions. He was from a different town. But he definitely asked questions. And he said he was starting to go to shul, starting to keep Shabbat. So, that's the best way to get around this problem of Jewish heart is to tell them the story and to have a go at it. You should invest. Interesting Jewish heart. You should believe there's a Gehenna, there's a Gan Eden. You need Jewish heart if you believe in something. You should know that it's facts. It's facts, not just fiction. So that's the way, basically, that we can be Mekayim, Kiddush Hashem, in all our ways. If you have a Shaychus to Kiruv, and obviously you have a Shaychus to people who are making Kiddush Hashem in the highest fashion, because the idea of Kiddush Hashem is where it makes an impact. Where does it make an impact? Out there, in the Kiruv world, in places where people are not affiliated, and there you behave yourself, and there you show what a Torah is, and what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. That's the biggest Kiddush Hashem. I hope, Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be mechazik ourselves, both in our willingness to die on Kiddush Hashem, both in our willingness to live on Kiddush Hashem. That's the main thing. To live on Kiddush Hashem is the main idea. Hope you're all well, Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you very much for the Torah away. And have a wonderful Shabbos.